Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here. And let me ask you this. Are you ready for some football?
Yes.
Are you ready for some lunch? Well, maybe 2 hours ago you were, but I bet you're ready for Friday's lunch. Well, enter to win lunch for you and a friend with a Browns alumni. Head to your local Cleveland Arby's to find out how to enter Arby's Slicing Up Freshness.
You said that very nicely.
I like Arby's. I'm not afraid of a little
Arby's
horsey sauce.
Yeah.
Not afraid to put that on my
RBQ. How would that work with the au jus in the back of your F-150 from Liberty?
You wouldn't even need sauce. If you had the au jus hot tub going on, you just take your RBQ, just dip it right in there, boom. It's a beautiful thing. They could be, I'm telling you.
I'd like the horsey sauce stuff, too.
Horsey sauce is not bad.
Horsey sauce.
Not afraid of it.
Just saying it is so weird.
It is weird. It is weird when you really break it down. When you get down to the brass tacks of it, it is a strange sauce.
Did you get the email I just sent you, by the way?
I did not, but I know this.
We sit 2 feet away, but we got to communicate.
I know this.
But I'm sending you a
Norv document. Turner was talking today about the quarterbacks of the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Brandon Whedon. And one of the things he was asked about is whether or not he feels that he's able to push the right buttons with Brandon Whedon. He's found out what makes the quarterback tick.
Well, it's the biggest thing is... He hasn't played a lot of football, and he is in a new system, playing against very good defensive football teams. We've had a run of teams that are very good at pressuring and hitting the quarterback, so that makes it that much tougher. We as you look ahead, we have the same type of teams ahead. So I think you're going to coach him the way I coach him, and then I don't know about the buttons thing. I think the biggest thing for us is get everyone playing as well as they can and help each other out.
You know, it's funny when we media asks, all of us ask people questions, and we use phrases like, you know, are you going to push the right buttons? We want people to buy into our analogy here. Like he is, they're just pushing on buttons. To him, it's just you're calling the right plays and maybe whatever button he's pushing while he's watching videotape, but that's about the extent of it. I don't think he looks at his quarterback quite in the robotic sense that some of us do. But he was asked if he's been tempted to go with Jason Campbell at quarterback.
You know, that's not my call. That's coaches and then obviously where we're at, and I don't think anyone, as I said at halftime, you know, would have said, God, let's see how Jason can do in the second half, you know, so that temptation isn't there for me.
And listen, the temptation's not there for us, and it's not here for anybody in the building, the players, coaches, etc. Brandon Whedon is the guy. And yes, Brandon Whedon had a tough second half. He made the horrendous underhanded flip interception. But Norv was asked if he feels like his quarterback is getting some undue criticism based on what happened last week.
I think it's the nature of the position, and I'm not going to compare him to anybody, but it's if you go to every different city and a team that wins, things are good. And when you don't win, a quarterback takes a lot of heat. He's taken more than probably in a normal situation. But you know, there's other guys this last weekend that threw interceptions for touchdowns, that threw two or three interceptions in games that have been playing a long time and are really established players. But that's the nature of the position, and I think Brandon has a good perspective on it.
You know, this is a guy with a lot of years, 30-plus years of coaching experience. He has been down these roads with quarterbacks. He's had a lot of success with quarterbacks, but there have been some failures along the way, and he has seen that evolution. Sometimes it does go from something that is bad and whatever rock bottom is to something very good. Troy Aikman, Hall of Famer in his early days, was not Troy Aikman, Hall of Famer. He wasn't. You could see things that you liked and whatever, but it had to develop. It had to be coached from him, and he also had to allow that talent to rise. Will that happen with Brandon Whedon? Will it ever happen? I mean, there are so many folks who don't care now, who basically say it's not going to, and just don't give him us anymore, and want to wash their hands and just move forward. And the Browns are not at that place. Could they get to that place? Potentially, yes. I wouldn't rule anything out with the remainder of the season or what we saw in that last half or what we've seen when we've seen Brandon Whedon struggle. And that Miami game is something you don't just dismissed that opening game. He came out of the box very bad. He came into the season after some promising moments of the preseason. What you kind of hang your hat on, or at least what I'm hanging my hat on right now with regard to Whedon, if there's if you want to use anything for hope, if you're interested, and again, a lot of you aren't, I'm acknowledging that, is that quarter of football, that second quarter where you saw the best of him, where you saw how good it could be if everything's kind of rolling and the plays are being called and he's responding to it and everybody's doing his thing and he's sharp and into it and it's all moving along. That's what I'm hanging my hat on right now. And I got honestly, I think that's what North Turner with the Browns, what Rob Chudzinski, they're hanging their hat on.
And it is. And this is an opportunity in a game. I don't think it is a loose hook. And I think he did some things that you can say right now. Brandon Whedon throws one of the better 20-yard ins and outs of any quarterback in the National Football League. This is a team, the Packers, with 17 sacks in 5 games. So, yes, they can get to the quarterback, but they will not have Clay Matthews. They're out without their three top outside linebackers. So, hopefully, he can get some time. Pressure seems to be the key for Brandon Whedon. If he can get that time, he's facing a team right now in the Green Bay Packers that have allowed multiple passing touchdowns in 4 out of 5 games. They're averaging this season giving up 314 yards passing. So this is a team that you can throw the football on, and hopefully it's a game where Brandon Whedon can get jump started, get a little bit, get a little momentum going for 4 quarters, because that's what he hasn't had yet. 4 quarters in a row of good football. And I think that even if he does that, it is possible that he could do that and the Browns still lose to a very good Green Bay Packers team in Lambeau. I think it'll start to, get people feeling a little bit better about things.
I like your scenario, and I hope you're right about that. You can see the positive things. I've noticed that about you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850.
That's the way to get on board with us. And there was one more, thought good Norv Turner soundbite that I wanted to talk about. And that was about making adjustments, doing things with Brandon Whedon, making the adjustments to help him like he did with Brian Hoyer. And this is what Norv had to say.
I equate it very similar to what we did after the Minnesota game. Unfortunately, we won the Minnesota game, but, Brian really made a lot of plays and played well, but he threw 3 interceptions in the game. And a couple of them were not very good interceptions. And we went back and we coached and we talked about the things you have to do to play the position and play at a high level. And very similar to what we're doing this week with Brandon. I showed him the first half. You have 250 yards in a game. He made some really, really fine throws. We had really nice drives. Things came up the way we want them to. And you look at the good things you do, and then you go back and look at the plays that you have to correct. And what we're trying to do is eliminate the terrible play, because those are the ones that end up getting you beat.
It's kind of a reality check reminder from North Turner, just saying, hey, just for the record, Hoyer had some ugly throws, things were looking bad, but you coached him up. And, we would still say, because he delivers that winning drive at the end of that game, he delivers the following week against Cincinnati. We have no idea how the Buffalo game would have gone. It was an early struggle for that team. They were behind. He's running, because guys aren't open and things are breaking down and the Bills are chasing after him, and then he gets that injury, and it's the great what might have been. I told you 216-578-0850, and Jamie from Mansfield is with us now. Hey, Jamie. Jamie, are you there?
No, Jamie.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep, there we go. What's up, Jamie?
All right. Hey, I just wanted to hear your guys' opinion on this. Knowing what you know from Brandon Whedon's productivity so far, if you think he would have started all 6 games, what do you think the record would be, and who do you think he would have beaten?
I think it'd probably be the same that it is right now. I think they would have beaten Minnesota. Cincinnati may have been a little bit tougher with Whedon given the spark. But listen, the defense held them to 6 points in that game. So if Brandon Whedon takes care of the football, they could have won that game as well.
There was a completeness to these 3 wins, and especially the Buffalo win. I mean, if you're getting that support, and Whedon effectively, that was his game. He took the field down 7-0 and took the majority of snaps at quarterback. He wins that game, and I agree with Nathan. I think the Minnesota game, for all intents and purposes, the Baltimore game, which was lost and he suffers that thumb injury at the end, was a winnable game. And we have seen him too often maybe in winnable games that turn out to be losses. But I thought the Minnesota game was an opportunity. And if the defense had stepped up for him, and, you know, I don't think I don't want to get into this, the step up better for one quarterback versus the other. They stepped up because that's what they're paid to do. And they were paid to step up and slow down contain Adrian Peterson. They did that day.
That's right.
I mean, the Vikings had 100-plus rushing yards, but a lot of that was Christian Ponder rushing.
Both touchdowns.
And two touchdowns. So to the extent that the rest of the team plays well, and in the Buffalo game you saw the special teams, the return units doing some wonderful things in that game that they didn't do against Detroit. You didn't see Travis Benjamin do the great stuff against Detroit that he did against the Buffalo Bills. Mark in Brook Park with us now. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Vic.
What's up?
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys again.
Nice to talk to you.
The last couple of days, I've just been thinking about how, I was a competitive golfer and the way baseball looks at games. And, except for Tiger when he dominates a tournament, most guys will tell you that there's always a little luck involved. And I think, you know, the Browns might be due for a little luck, you know, just to have a game where the calls go on their side and everything can kind of slow down a little bit because of it. And, I wouldn't push the panic button yet on Whedon. It just, I think he needs a break or two going his way. And I'm hoping that maybe something like that will get something started like it did with the Indians.
Yeah, I think that there is a bit of luck that's involved here, and you want to hope to get some of those breaks, but at the same time, you need to take care of the football and control what you can control. And I think you being a golfer, it's important to note that's one of the analogies I made yesterday. With Brandon Whedon, it's not how good his good shots are, because his good plays and his good throws are darn good. They're as good as there are in the league. It's making sure the bad ones don't kill you. And in golf, you want to do that. You want to make sure you don't hit the ball out of bounds. You don't give yourself an unplayable lie. You don't hit it in the water. You find out where your good miss can be. And that's what Brandon Whedon needs to do. He needs to make his bad plays, his bad shots, his bad throws better than they currently are.
All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up with Devon Bess, Browns wide receiver, sitting down with our own Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com. Gerard Cherry is going to be coming up a little bit later in this hour. So much ahead for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Florida Football, Thursday edition, ESPN 850, WKNR.